Welcome to Mad Tech Daily, I'm Dot. Today we're diving into some major shifts happening in the media landscape, plus a peek at potential social media restrictions for kids. Warner Brothers Discovery is restructuring in a pretty significant way. They're splitting their operations into two publicly traded entities. This means separating their streaming and studio assets from their traditional television networks, like CNN and Discovery. It's all about unlocking shareholder value and focusing growth strategies as these media giants try to separate those fast-growing digital businesses from those declining linear TV operations. Meanwhile, Paramount Global is making some tough calls. They're cutting another 3.5% of their US workforce. This comes after layoffs last year, and execs are pointing to continued declines in linear TV as well as macroeconomic pressures as the reasons. Basically, they're streamlining to prioritize investments in their streaming business. In the UK, the government is considering some pretty interesting online safety measures for children. They're talking about imposing time limits on social media use, including a potential 2-hour daily cap and a 10 p.m. curfew. Technology Secretary Peter Kyle mentioned concerns about the addictive nature of certain apps and smartphones. But some campaigners are criticizing the government for delays in actually introducing legislation to protect kids online. Last but not least, let's talk ads. Magna and Snap teamed up for a global study on skippable versus non-skippable ads, and the results are pretty insightful. They found that a hybrid ad strategy, combining both skippable and non-skippable ads, consistently outperforms either format alone. Apparently, people appreciate having control over their viewing experience and will watch a non-skippable ad if the content is engaging. The key takeaway, really, is that audience-first planning and smart creativity are essential. And that's your Mad Tech Daily for today. Join us tomorrow for more insights into the ever-changing world of media and ad tech.